my microphone. How's it going? Tell me about your day.
Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We entered listening to Goof by Binar Pilot, so enjoy that. We also had like a little voiceover by, we were warming up and Bear is like caressing. He's like, oh, hello, microphone.
It's a very nice microphone. I just want to know how her day was.
Yeah. Well, Bear, how are you doing?
I'm doing phantasmal.
Phantasmal.
Like, yeah, that's like how you feel the day after Cinco de Mayo.
I'm like fantastic and dismal.
You just wear your sunglasses and you say everything's phantasmal.
That's okay. It's bright inside.
It's very bright.
It's bright. It's late at night and it's still bright in here. Well, for those that don't know, this is the show where two geeks, MG and Red Bear, talk about all the geekdom, all the life, all the nerd stuff. We drop it nerdcore style. I mean, that's what we do all day long. That's it. We're gonna play some music for you. We're gonna do a lot of stuff. We talk about some stuff. This episode is gonna be about mods. I know we kind of addressed that last time. With the paid for Skyrim mods or whatever. I can't remember if we actually talked about it.
Did we? I don't know. Let's say we did.
It was on the books.
We have a history or an archive where people can fact check us.
You know, that's actually fun. We do have an archive online. What is that website, Bear?
It's not at exppoints.com where you double tap that P.
That may be exactly where it's at. For those that are curious about our social media offerings like Facebook, Twitter, Google+, YouTube, Steam, all that stuff is online as well at exppoints.com/social. Make sure you check it out because we're always giving away games and doing cool stuff.
And honestly, if anyone wants to fact check us on whether or not we talked about the paid for mods, I'll do a thing for them.
Yeah. And on top of that, actually, I sort of spin off of that, I need to post the last like three episodes. I've kind of been a little behind. But you know what?
Matt, I trusted you.
You only notice this if you subscribe to us on iTunes or Stitcher. Or the website.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Or any of our social media offerings. So I'm pretty sure everyone that ever looked at this before is noticing that I'm falling behind. So I'm sorry.
Yeah, now there's like at least 100,000 people out there wanting to fact check. And they can't.
Yeah.
Because they want me to do a thing.
Well, you know what? For our loyal fans who listen to us every week. Every Wednesday.
Every single week.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're going to cut to two songs. We're going to come back and tell you how our last week was. This is Sim Gratina featuring Kathy Chan with Video Games, followed by Rub Some Bacon On It by Rhett and Link.
I'm MG. Bacon, and I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still rocking it with Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Rub Some Bacon On It by Rhett and Link. Before that, Sim Gratina featuring Kathy Chan with their song Video Games. Bear, what did you last week? What have you been up to?
I've been up to nerdy things.
Nerdy things. I like nerdy things. Yep.
I'll
drop some of the nerd on us.
All right. Well, a little movie came out last week. I don't know if you heard about it. The Avengers Part 2.
Ooh. Yeah, that is a very tiny indie film almost.
Pretty much. I know it has basically a cult following.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I had a theory that 3D is BS.
Yes, right? Okay.
Yeah, 3D is BS.
There's no numbers in BS, though. There's just two letters.
Exactly. So figure it out. But to confirm this, I went to two places and saw The Avengers 2 twice. That's what I did.
Okay.
All right. First place I went was out in Covington. They got the movie tavern.
All right, yeah.
So the pitch there is you get your beers and you get your burgers and you watch a film.
And you watch a movie. Okay.
Okay. And by the way,
Are the burgers in 3D?
The burgers are in 3D.
Okay, that's good.
And I will tell you something else that I found out while I was there. It is, in fact, a Dolby Atmos theater. So if you're wanting the sound experience that I've been looking for, go to
the movie tavern in Covington.
Yeah. So anyway, great sound system. I could nerd out about that all day, but I'll let you Google it. And so that's their pitch. And then I went to Perkins Row in Baton Rouge and watched the movie in their XD 3D. And I've decided that an extra dimension of film does not make up for beer and burgers.
Oh, okay. So we've established the control is well. So you needed a control.
I need to see it third time. I guess
just normal 2D. Yeah, normal 2D
AMC
screen.
AMC. I guess it is now. Yeah. Wow, I'm old. I just dated myself.
Well, it's AMC Palace.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Wow, cool.
Okay. So that's cool. So we've agreed 3D sort of done.
Done. Like, and, I mean, if you're giving me burgers and beer, I would rather go see your film there. And the sound again, Dolby Atmos.
You know, I ended up playing. There was two games that I've owned that are full 3D games, like Uncharted 3 and Killzone 3.
Yeah.
They presented a complete 3D experience where you could just play them. You know, you put the passive 3D glasses on, you hook it up your TV, and everything's good. And it was cool, but it wasn't like earth-shattering.
I remember I had a Windows 3.1 box.
Yeah.
And it came with some preloaded software, and one of them was like this dinosaur park game. It wasn't Jurassic Park or anything. It was just some...
Was it like Dino Park 3D?
I think it was Dino Park 3D. But like the opening is a T-Rex like running out of the monitor. I used to hide from that T-Rex.
Oh, wow.
It scared me. I wasn't smart enough to take the glasses off.
Ah.
I would just try to hide under the desk.
And then you look at it and you're like, man, that thing looks weird.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. So what else? You saw the tiny movie Avengers 2.
Yeah, I mean, if y'all haven't heard of the Avengers, I'd check it out. Oh, great movie. Free comic books were last weekend, so okay. I picked me up a whole bunch of things from various comic book shops, and thank you. And I've got my band working again.
Awesome.
So Serenity Flies.
Very cool.
Heading to Midwest Brony Fest at the end of the month.
Awesome, awesome. You have to let us know how that goes.
I will.
Because that's, I guess, Memorial Day weekend will be the thing. Very cool.
So what did you do?
I did less geeky things. I did end up completing Wolfenstein: The New Order, which I gotta say that is such a good game. I gave my buddy his PC back after I beat it.
Let him have it.
It was a bittersweet ending. I really enjoyed it though. There's totally room for a sequel, and I can't wait because that's gonna be awesome. I got back into Kerbal Space Program. I started going through it. Released recently. It actually released out of beta.
Oh, it's a full release now.
It's a full release.
Wow.
And they have a mission system, a career system that's mostly fleshed out.
Fleshed out enough.
Very, very cool thing. Sort of like Prison Architect is getting.
Yeah.
I also played a little bit of Prison Architect, and this is sort of bridging into the main segment, but I installed Black Mesa. That was the big secret. If you've been watching our Facebook and our Twitter and our Google Plus, we've been posting, you know, almost hourly updates whenever the mysterious countdown was going.
How about that announcement?
We're going to talk about that in the main section, but we don't want to spoil it because it is really, really good. But other than that, I did a little bit of hardware. I built a computer over the weekend for somebody else.
And helping one of my friends look up computer parts.
It's so good building a computer, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a fun thing because now we're trying to see what we can shove into a micro ATX.
That's what I did.
We want to do like a 980 in a micro ATX.
I have my 760 and the I can't remember what it was called, it was an N-series CPU cooler. It was really big, and I love my little mini ITX. It's my little Mighty X is great. So
nice, the Mighty X.
Yep, that's it. Cool. So I didn't do too much else. I did some Raspberry Pi business. The Raspberry Pi 2s are really, really nice.
Yeah, keep me in order.
If you have a minute to do that, definitely check that out. And starting to watch a little bit more anime, just kind of getting back into the anime vibe.
I'll tell you what we can do now.
What can we do?
We can spin up some more songs for these nice people.
We can do that. We're going to go ahead and throw Picard's song and now hiring, featuring Schaefer the Dark Lord. Really, really good. This is actually a Dr. Awkward song, but this is going to be Picard's song and now hiring by Dr. Awkward. You listen to it exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Here's to the finest crew in Starfleet. Engage. Captain.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Still Experience. I'm Still MG.
And I'm everyone's favorite Red Bear.
You just heard Now Hiring by Dr. Awkward, and before that, the Picard song. This is normally our retro segment.
Normally, usually.
It's going to sort of be an expanded retro segment because we're going to be talking about things that are old but are still sort of here and new
expanded
and still
retro.
Doing it.
That sounds like a mod.
We're
going to modify the retro segment.
We are going to modify the retro segment a little bit.
Pray I don't modify it further.
Fantastic segue, Bear. We're going to talk about mods. Let's go ahead and get this out of the way. Some definitions.
So you need me to cut a blowhole into your computer?
No.
Hardware mods.
I don't want to do that. But that's a good point. Let's talk about the different types of mods. When we say mods, there's hardware, software, game, total conversion, and then just
patches and things.
So let's go ahead and break it out. Hardware mods. At most, what are we talking about, Bear? Hardware mods.
Well, I mean, I guess at most you're talking about
building a whole new case.
Yeah, just building a case straight up.
Putting a screen in the side of it, maybe.
That used to be really popular.
We were at QuakeCon a while back, and we saw some all-in-one cases that were before there were all-in-ones.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd have a screen just like form factored into the side.
I've seen people build them into grills and stuff.
Yep. Windows. It used to be just putting Windows in your case.
My first mod I ever did was cut a blowhole in the top of my computer and mount a 92mm fan in it.
Yep.
And that was hardcore. And then I cut a window out and like glued in plexiglass.
Nice.
And that was all.
Another hardware mod is used to be water cooling, where you
water
would go ahead and
big mod.
take a case that did not want you to water cool in it and make it work.
When water cooling started, no case wanted water cooling. They weren't built for it.
Right. So I mean, there's a hardware mod, but it could be something simple like a lighting,
Or even, or painting the case. That's also super
popular. Putting different fans in, high octane fans in, and high octane fans. Wow. Putting grills, putting fins.
Remind me never let you work on Serenity.
Putting a spoiler on the back, of your case.
What is happening?
So like any hardware mod is something that physically changes either the performance hardware wise, like replacing fans or the appearance of the device.
Yeah.
Then we have some software mods, and these are typically things that we have the in between, like it's software and hardware combined.
I was about
like
to say,
let's
talk about mod chips real quick for the old Xboxes. Well, remember like the spider chips?
They're still around. They're still around, yeah.
Because I remember I did a soft mod for Xbox Media Center, yeah. And that like it's doubled the lifespan of my Xbox.
Yeah, because a lot of times, you don't need HD. A lot of times need more functionality, but you don't necessarily need...
Or to be able to FTP into your device, which was amazing.
I know with PlayStation 2, I have a lot of PlayStation 2 games that they don't make those discs anymore. I don't want to ruin my discs by playing them,
So you risk it every time you take one out.
I have a fat PS2 with a hard drive and a network adapter, and I have FreeMic Boot. On a soft modded memory card, and I put all my games in, and I burned them to the hard drive, and now I can use HD loader and play them all I want. So that's pretty cool.
Speaking of soft mods and the bridge between soft and hard, the Game Boys, Game Sharks, and Game Genies.
There you go.
I think that was a good in between. That was like early mod chips.
That was the mod chips.
That's what became mod chips later.
Before we had CDs, because when we got CDs, we still had Game Sharks that you had a dongle that you put in and a CD that you loaded. And then you had a game that you loaded afterwards for it to work.
Especially for the region locked games.
Right. Yeah. If you wanted to play an import or whatever. But it sort of got harder whenever they took away the pass through that you had ability with cartridges. So
right.
That's interesting. So you have other things like fan controllers, lighting controllers, these things that change how your computer does things. So
more LEDs.
You can choose.
Everything you need means more LEDs.
Well, no, specifically with everything you need.
Everything you need needs more LEDs. If you think you need a thing.
These microphones need more LEDs. I'm looking at these microphones in here
now. These would be 20% cooler if they had LEDs.
They would be, absolutely. But no, you have like fan controllers, so you can make a decision to boost the sound, boost the speed, and boost the cooling temporarily or permanently on your computer based on what you're doing. I'm playing some hardcore game, turn it up, make it loud.
Speaking of making it loud, I guess technically a mod. I have an external sound card that I use on my phone. And a really annoying thing that Google's been doing, if you plug headphones or car jack into it,
it changes your volume.
You run it at full volume. Google goes, oh, you're going to damage your hearing, you poor darling. I'm going to turn it down for you.
Yeah.
You're like, no, I didn't want it down. It's like, seriously going to hurt yourself. But plug things in that. That avoids stupid warnings.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying.
That's a mod.
To however loud I want. That's a mod.
We have software mods, though, that, for a computer, say for an OS, maybe it mods the way the OS does things. It modifies the way that processes happen and where files
go. Windows XP. I used to always modify the registry to change the start menu to say whatever I wanted.
Yep.
I thought it was funny because I would make it say end.
Nice.
I thought it was
the end menu.
Hilarious. Yeah, the end menu.
We're specifically going to talk about modifications for games. So any mod for a game is something that takes something in the game and changes it to be something different. Real basic concept, real basic definition, but we have a couple different categories. We've got feature packs and appearance packs that are purely for your entertainment, things like skins, sounds, textures, things that make the game look different or feel different.
That can also get into being really competitive.
Yep.
Specifically talk about Counter-Strike there.
Yep. Exactly. Then there are other mods like, say, Minecraft for texture mods for Minecraft where you can... you can see through the world and you kind of get an unfair advantage to people
kind of
or whatever.
Hacker.
You're kind of a hacker at that point or a miner. Then there's other mods that change everything about the game. They update the texture so that, they don't change everything about the game. They update the textures so that you get some more life out of an old game.
Right.
Deus Ex, for instance, the original Deus Ex, has a texture mod pack that brings it more to current. Half-Life had Half-Life Source that took the source and the source engine and plugged in Half-Life. We have a brand new mod that we're going to talk about. Not really a brand new one, but it's been around.
Brand new is an interesting way to put it, because it is and it's not.
It's a re-release. A re-release of mod. We're going to talk about Black Mesa that was released recently. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. Yeah. But, you have these total conversion mods that switch everything about the game. And you
even have some that just make a new game.
Right. Yeah. And then that's what I'm saying. Total conversion mods.
Total conversion.
You use an engine or you use the underlying game mechanics and physics engines and sound engines, and you just replace everything else.
Right.
And I know, there are a lot of tools that developers are submitting now to the community. Bethesda is good about it. Unreal's always been good about it. Where, use our engine all day long. Here's a tool to help them easier.
I think companies are realizing that, that's why people own PCs, and it helps. We're going to buy your stuff if you let us play with it.
We're
all nerds. We don't rip this stuff apart.
We were talking last week about Skyrim.
Someone fact check.
Bethesda and Steam deciding they're going to allow people to pay for mods and have modders get paid for it. And it blew up. But just look at the community of how many Skyrim mods there are out there or Space Engineers mods out there.
I want all my dragons to be Thomas the Tank Engine.
That's it.
That is terrifying. If you haven't installed that mod, you'll be terrified.
That's a pretty terrifying mod.
It's almost as bad as there was one for Descent 3 that changed the sun to be the sun from Teletubbies.
Wow.
And that is just terrifying.
Wow. Descent 3 wasn't that good of a game.
No, it was a terrible game. And Descent's my favorite series. Descent 3 was terrible, but then you install that mod and it's just terrifying.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a little terrifying. Better. It turns into a horror game instead of a flight sim. We're going to go through a list of a few mods that some mods require, I guess we should say that too. Some mods are standalone. Some mods require the original game present. And it's always better, I think, for mods that require the original game because you should pay the developers something.
Developers have to eat.
Right. Developers have to eat.
And
the modders shouldn't be able to, unless, of course, it's like an open source engine, shouldn't be able to yank that out or whatever. So we're going to go ahead and go through a few, you want to kick it off? A few mods.
All right.
That we're going to avoid talking about Black Mesa for right now.
Okay,
we're
going to
talk about mods that are already existing. Let's go.
Let's go with an old one, Team Fortress.
Team Fortress is probably one of the first mods that I remember.
Yeah, I believe that one was on Half-Life, right?
It was on Half-Life, which is a modified Quake engine.
Right. We're already modding on mods.
Right.
We'll move right from Team Fortress into Counter-Strike, which was also a mod.
Counter-Strike's it's not so big, and it's weird saying that because Counter-Strike it never really diminishes in its magnanimity, the
massity. I think the population that's playing Counter-Strike is the one that has been playing Counter-Strike.
Yeah, but I mean, so you think of a game like Team Fortress 2, which is a sequel to Team Fortress, which wouldn't exist without Team Fortress. So, what's more important, Counter-Strike or Team Fortress? Well, it depends, In CS, you just have one class.
Depends. Someone are you talking to a guy who plays Counter-Strike?
Well, so that's another thing.
Does he still have a CRT monitor?
Yeah.
And complain about hitboxes?
Counter-Strike came off of the Half-Life engine as well, which is modified Quake. The rest was history. It's so amazing. Enough to be its own standalone game with four or five different sequeled versions.
Oh, yeah.
Global Offensive being the newest one. And I'm sure that they've got something with Source 2 coming out whenever it hits as well. So.
Yep. Of course, there's also Gary's Mod.
Which was for the Source engine. It was effectively Half-Life 2 using the Source engine.
Kind of a sandbox playing around type thing.
Yep.
First. And I honestly haven't played Gary's Mod since you started having to pay for it.
It's only gotten better. The guy who has made Gary's Mod has also gone on to do, I believe, The Forest or Rust. I can't remember which one. He went on to do another game, and it's also very, very good. Open alpha, of course. Gmod, though, as it was called back in the day, Gmod 9 was the last free version. It's still available, but it's not been developed in years.
Right.
I mean, 2006 was probably the last time it actually was developed.
Yeah. I think it released 2004.
But I mean, for $5, you can get the standalone version on Steam, and it's really, really good. They've got tons of mods for the mod that allow different different deathmatch styles, different game modes, different. I know we played
the
theater
elevator.
Mode.
Have you ever played the elevator?
The elevator's great.
That's hilarious.
I know on the Experience Point server we had two or three different Gmod servers going. One that was theater, where literally you would just be in a big theater.
Watch
you would go and sit down with all your friends, and you'd watch a YouTube video in the theater. We had Clue, where you were in the Clue Mansion. And it was only one person had the gun and everyone else had knives. And, you could see it was this really neat gameplay mode. And then there was another one. I think it was just build, generic sandbox build. So that was cool. Moving on.
One I really liked was Multi-Theft Auto.
Now, this was for Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, right?
Correct.
And effectively, it made it an open world sandbox world for everyone. Everyone could just log in like an MMO or whatever.
Which is what they're officially doing now
with
the latest stuff.
Yes,
so that's good. They caught on. That's not nice for the industry to be following the mod community like that.
I always think it's good to not always good, but it's substantial there's a substantial investment to be gained from submitting things to the community and seeing how they handle an engine and then sort of trying to make them pay for it now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, these are the people you're wanting to sell something to, and you watch what they're doing. That's what they want. So right. Then you adapt to that.
And hopefully you can hire people.
Hire these modders. That happens a lot.
That was the Portal success story. I know it's not on here, but Portal's not necessarily a mod, but they were using this concept for Narbonacular Drop was the college thing. Mm-hmm. And Valve scooped up the entire team, bought all the entire team, and now they still work at Valve. So that's cool.
Probably working on Half-Life 3, I'm hoping. Yeah, let's see. Did we mention DayZ yet?
No, but DayZ's a good one. DayZ is actually based off of the ARMA. I think it was originally ARMA 2.
It was ARMA 2's
Combined
engine.
Operations. And it's now got its own standalone release, which isn't doing that great in my opinion. But
I don't think that's your opinion, man. I think that's like fact.
Nah, it's not my opinion, man.
Yeah, it's just like I don't think it's doing that great. But DayZ Mod. DayZ Mod is the one that is, I think, way more popular than the official release, even.
Well, I think the people that are playing it, that were playing it, are still playing it. And they're not going to buy $50.
Are we still calling this Counter-Strike Syndrome?
It could be.
Counter-Strike Syndrome. Dota.
Yep. Defense of the Ancients, Warcraft 3. It was, I remember playing the Black Road and then moving on to Dota for a little bit. And you know what? Dota has sort of spawned this MOBA.
League of Legends and all of that. I think League of Legends is what's leading everything right now.
Right. A massively online battle arena. Right. MOBA.
I'm gonna say Dota's kind of where it all started.
Right.
And now you've gone and you see things like League of Legends.
We see that there was officially a Dota, and now there's Dota 2 that's been released. But right. League of Legends, Dota, what's the one? Not Grind, but
Blizzard's?
Released one? Well, they did just release one. I was thinking of Smite. Smite was the one.
Okay.
And then there's another one with TR. I can't remember what it is. But anyway, moving on.
Anyway, moving on to Just Cause 2 multiplayer.
So this was a really cool one. Just Cause and Just Cause 2 are these really ridiculous games with infinite jetpack or infinite parachutes.
I want to know where he stores all those parachutes.
In his parachute bag.
It's a bag of holding, I guess. With a bag of holding.
Yeah, so a parachute, infinite parachutes, and a zip line sort of pulley or whatever. Grapple gun or whatever. And someone said, run around and be crazy. Well, so like the online game, or the actual game rather, is an open world with all this destructible scenery and, you know, a fantastic engine. Some modders out there said, hey, let's make it multiplayer. Let's go ahead and just do it.
Just like they did San Andreas.
And they did.
And that happened. I have Nameless Mod listed. I haven't played this.
So Nameless Mod is a total conversion mod for the Deus Ex universe. It effectively the original Deus Ex game. They took the engine and they replaced everything about it, and it looks so professional that it feels like a real game, like some part of the series that
this
it
mod
should.
Feels like a real game.
It feels like a real game.
I'm a real game.
So that's really cool. We have Diaspora, which is actually a Battlestar Galactica mod.
Which sounds like something I need to start
It's
playing.
Standalone. It was based off of Free Space 2, and Free Space 2 has a ton of really awesome mods
Free Space 2 was
for
awesome.
It. But this is a really cool one that's now, because Free Space 2 has been open sourced, it's completely standalone, which is really, really great. So you don't actually need to download Free Space 2, though I would recommend that you do because it's a really awesome storyline. We're going to cut to two songs. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about Black Mesa being released. This is Mega Man Cowboy Bebop by Tanuki Suit Riot, followed by Man on Fire by the Megas. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to this exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Man on Fire by the Megas before that, Mega Man, Cowboy, Bebop, Tanuki by Tanuki Suit Riot. We are going to talk about our big, it's not really a big reveal.
There was a lot of fanfare surrounding this event.
Oh, yeah. So we on our social media, we kept teasing, hey, there's this thing over at Black Mesa Research Facility. .us or whatever, BMFRS or whatever.
And that was an amazing way to do an announcement.
Oh yeah, it looked like an emergency broadcast system with crazy grainy lines and the G-Man popping up every now and then, and there was a timer.
Ominous countdown.
We were hoping it was Half-Life 3, but you know what, the more it kind of went on, everything started pointing to it not being instead Black Mesa Source getting released on Steam. Which they haven't been, they didn't work on Black Mesa and release it as a mod, which it was originally a mod for. You look like you want to say something.
I do want to say something because you're glossing over this entire release site.
I am.
Like, Check the network analyzer. They have Easter eggs in there, the pictures and everything. There's like, just Google all about everything surrounding it. And
we'll go ahead and we'll post. There's a really nice article we both read.
Someone's telling me we're low on time.
We experienced a little bit of the last bit of it with the G-Man
opening the new network analyzer and seeing the G-Man was crazy.
That was a really good thing. It's this augmented reality sort of game. ARG is technically what they call it. ARG. So that was really, really cool. There's also news postings on various websites that were just kind of, you know, they were too legitimate to pass as just being a joke, but they're too perfect that they couldn't, you know, that it was real.
Right.
But anyway, so Black Mesa was released in 2012, right?
I think they started development in like 2008, 40-man team. Wired Magazine actually gave it Vaporware of the Year awards in 2009 and 2010.
So Vaporware, for those that don't know, is it was here or it was sort of getting here, and then it just disappeared.
And I was following it since they announced it because I was wanting a new Half-Life mod.
Yep.
And so 2009, 2010, they win Vaporware. And then 2012, on September 14th, they released the Black Mesa Inbound and Lambda Core.
So it was the first two or three levels. Pretty much unforeseen circumstances or unforeseen consequences and the whole tram ride.
Basically, you get over to Lambda, Lambda base, and didn't have Zen levels or nothing like that. But it was super fun.
Yep.
And then May 5th, 2015, released to Steam.
Yes,
thanks to
yesterday.
Greenlight.
Yesterday at around it was fun in our time. It was 9:47. At 8:47. In New Mexico, Black Mesa time, because at 8:47 a.m.,
which is where all this takes place,
the current topside temperature is 93 degrees. But
it's okay because it's held at a comfortable 72
68. I think maybe 68
degrees.
So
that'd be cold.
So if you have no idea what we're talking about, you know what? Go ahead and play Black Mesa. It's worth $20. This sort of brings
it
up.
It really is.
This sort of, I'm sorry, it's worth more than that. I think I'd have paid 50.
I would have paid 60.
Yeah. I'd have paid like a modern, like normal new. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to one up you back and forth. No, I'd have played 65 easy. 65. Can I get a
105?
105. No, I'd have played
of your money.
I would have, thanks. He knows I don't make much. But so the game is a complete remake, and it's not just a remake frame for frame.
It's a complete reimagining.
It's
is
a reimagining.
Like
everything's expanded.
It's following the same story, but it's like whenever a movie re-releases.
Right.
You know, you don't film exactly how it was, you do your own interpretation of
right.
it.
Right. You
and that's
the high
what
points.
This is. Yeah. And that's how this is going.
Yeah. We were talking about it off mic, and we determined that, you know, it's pretty much like they looked at Half-Life 2 and all the things that had transpired in the Half-Life 2 universe, which, again, they are the same thing, but there are a lot of things that are different. Obviously, the characters in Half-Life 2 were supposed to be in Half-Life 1 that weren't in Half-Life 1 because
we had like two or three models.
Right,
in
right.
Half-Life 1.
So now this kind of comes back in Black Mesa. It reestablishes those characters as younger versions of themselves.
Right.
And then connects the dots so that you understand, oh, this is the character that in Half-Life 2, remember the last time I saw you, Freeman, you were, you know, running out of that control room or whatever. Like, it sort of concretes and solidifies those characters. And it's really, really good. It's worth $20. It's out on Steam right now. It has
early alpha.
It's got workshop integration. It's got multiplayer integration. It's got trading cards. It's got achievements.
Of course it does.
It's got everything that Steam has to offer. I'm really excited. I bought it as soon as they put the link up.
Yeah.
PayPal got that hit.
Oh.
So it is really,
so
really good.
My computer's still in storage. I'm gonna play this though.
The music is fantastic. Everything about it is just amazing.
Like, everything's fantastic, and I love the video that they released, like the little ad for Black Mesa. That was great.
Yeah. It is really, really good. It's almost like you. I'm gonna describe it like you. Whenever you grow up someplace. Like in an old house, and then you leave, and then you come back to the house, and it's spooky. It's like
it's weird.
It's that weird nostalgia. It's new because you're older and you remember things differently because you're a kid, but it's still a creepy old house. So like it's got this spooky nostalgia thing going on right now where I'm playing it. I'm appreciating everything about it. Every you get on the elevator and you start going down that slanted elevator, the cargo elevator, and all the headcrabs start going at you. And the music ramps up and it's just this cinematic emotional experience like washing over you like a big nostalgic wave. And it's really, really good. And then, you know, the G-Man is staring at you and he walks away just as you notice he's there. And it's like I remember why I play this game. I remember why I'm in this universe sort of thing. So that's really, really cool. Mm-hmm. We're out of time. We're going to end the show. We're not even going to cut to more songs. We're going to end on some songs. But you know what? We got a couple little things to drop on you. First off, Black Mesa, it's on Steam. You need to Google it. It's probably going to be on the front.
I'm sure it's on the homepage, right? Just throw your money at it.
Just throw your money at the screen. See if that works. If you don't break your screen, don't stop throwing coins. Why do you have coins anymore? Steam doesn't take those. We also have all of our audio, all of our video, all of our reviews, news, and all of that online on the website. What does the website bear?
ExpPoints.com. Double tap the P.
We are also on social media. If you would like to connect with us, like, subscribe, follow, or you do whatever.
This is America. You're free to do whatever.
We all have different verbs and adjectives to describe how you do. If you'd like to social media with us, please go to expoints.com/social. That's our landing page. You can find all of our stuff out. We also accept money and donations via PayPal. Or if you'd like to get something back for the bang for the buck that you gave us, you can go to our Patreon page. And
There's PayPal, and then there's the Patreon.
If you want to connect with us on Steam and see what we got going on with our Steam servers, make sure to connect to us via that as well. And that's expoints.com/social or /Steam, depending.
You'll find it.
We're going to leave on two songs.
You can internet.
We're going to leave with let's leave with Club Villain by Your Favorite Martian.
That's a good one.
And then we're going to finish off completely with Day Man Step by Joe Man. This is off of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I'll approve mixed with the set list.
Sprinkle with some dubstep, I guess.
Sprinkle with some dubstep. I think everything should be sprinkled with dubstep.
Absolutely. I'm MG.
And I am Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points. Thank you so much. Have a good night. You've been listening to Southeastern's own
90.9 FM KSLU.
It was a Friday night and I wanted to go out to...
I'm going to smack everyone into tiny...